Welcome to Podcast Suck, a podcast about starting a podcast, where we dive headfirst into the wild, wacky, and sometimes frustrating world of podcasting. If you've ever sat down with a microphone, hit record, and thought, what on earth am I doing? Or if you're just curious about the magic behind your favorite shows, then you're in the right place. Get ready for laughs, insights, and a whole lot of what not to do advice as we embark on this podcasting journey together. Let's dive in. What is happening, everybody? Happy Monday to you. You know, I was really struggling to figure out what I wanted to talk about. I haven't gone live in a couple weeks and haven't put out a new episode in a couple weeks. Been on the road. No excuse, by the way, because I don't know if you knew or not, but podcast microphones travel with you. But anyway, we're back in action now, and I continually have people ask me what they should do if they started a podcast in order to better impact their business, their brand, generate new sales, etc. So I thought, let's talk about what the best way to leverage your podcast to grow your business is. Did I say that correct? Let's talk about how to leverage a podcast to grow your business. There we go. It's Monday. We get another sip of Cuban coffee here real quick, because let's face it, I need some more caffeine. Actually, I shouldn't be able to drink caffeine at all, but little Monday morning rocket fuel never hurt anybody. All right. So first of all, I want to disclose that I have actually lived this and continue to live this strategy out with my business. And that is, I identify people that I want to do business with, and I invite them to be on my podcast. And at the end of the interview, I ask them a simple question. So, when are you starting a podcast? And you'd be surprised how many people you're able to convert into clients after you've invested in them first. So I was reminded about this a couple of weeks back in Dallas, when one of our newer clients, Nick Staten, shout out to Nick and his podcast Under Pressure. He's got a pressure washing business in the Atlanta area. And he was giving me a testimonial at one of our meetups in Dallas a couple of weeks back. And I greatly appreciate that, by the way, Nick. And he was talking directly to Ryan Stueman, who was on stage at the time. And Ryan said, you know, you can also interview property managers of apartment complexes and buildings for your podcast and build a relationship with them. That way, when they need a pressure washing company, you're going to be top of mind. Now, I've constantly taught this strategy for several years now, but it's great to hear it from another person and another perspective, because it refreshes my mind and idea on this is a strategy that will work, in my opinion, for years and years and years to come. It's a new form of networking and prospecting, and also content creation. Now, the big difference between you reaching out to somebody and cold calling them, or sending them an email, or shooting them a DM, or meeting them at a networking event, is that you're actually doing something for them first. You're saying, hey, Jim, let's get you on the podcast. I want to tell your story and show my audience what you and your business does. So you're leading with being able to help someone and put someone else on the spotlight. That's step one to building a relationship with your podcast. So are there a lot of companies out there now using a podcast as a lead generation tool? Absolutely. And I think it's a very transparent way to be able to generate new relationships, new business, and inevitably new sales. So if you've been thinking about starting a podcast, you should start a podcast for two reasons. And I say this constantly, and I'm going to continue to say it. Number one, to interview people that you want to do business with and build a relationship with. And number two, Start a podcast to get your social media content game in check and get it more consistent than it already is. Because you know it probably is a little lackluster right now and could use some improvement. Well, what do you mean by that, Sebastian? Well, if you record one podcast episode and you break that podcast episode up into several pieces of micro content for reels and stories and LinkedIn and a blog post and various other ways to be able to repurpose this content, you then have content to share every single day. In addition to that, you're creating a content catalog that allows you to tap into it at any time that you're at a loss of wondering what you want to talk about next, what content you want to post next. It's Monday. What can I share today? It's Tuesday. I haven't shared anything since last Tuesday. That's a problem because the inconsistency, number one, doesn't bid very well with the algorithm. Number two, you're trying to remain top of mind. And top of mind means that you're showing up in the newsfeed every single day, 7 days a week with a piece of content relevant to what you do, relevant to what you're passionate about, relevant to your expertise, relevant to things that you want to talk about and you want to share with the world. The reason you want to do that is that if you are top of mind when someone needs your product or service, guess what? Because you're top of mind and they see your content consistently, they're probably going to reach out and you're going to be the obvious choice from them. Now, obviously, the alternative here is to not be consistent with your content and to not be top of mind. So this episode is more about leveraging your podcast to generate new business and to grow your business. But your content strategy is a huge part of your podcast, A, your podcast growing, and B, being able to grow your business because of your podcast. Do you understand? So you're leveraging your podcast to initiate conversations with people and to build a relationship with them and then identify whether or not there's an opportunity for you to do business with them. Now, I'm not saying interview Mary on your podcast, invite her to be on the show, interview her, and then just absolutely bombard her with a sales pitch at the end of that interview. It's quite the opposite. It's more of a very, very transparent, non-abrasive, almost indirect way of being able to identify an opportunity with said guest. So I'm inviting somebody to be on my podcast. I am leading. My intention initially is to be able to have people on my show that I know are within my avatar. Let me give you an example. My avatar, people that want to start a podcast that I've identified my avatar as being the following: 7 to 8 figure entrepreneurs and business owners who are busy, are not concerned about cost, want to work with the best, and they want to get there fast. So what do? I identify people that I meet and that I come in contact with and that I'm introduced that fit within that avatar, and I invite them to be on the podcast. Step number one, inviting them to be on the podcast, because I know this is going to achieve a couple of goals for me. Number one, I'm recording another podcast episode just like I'm doing right now. Number two, I'm initiating building that relationship with that individual. Number three, I'm learning about them. So as I'm learning about them by interviewing them, that's part of building the relationship with them. And as I build that relationship with them, they start to understand what I do. Part of a relationship is, hey, what do you do? Hey, tell me, help you better understand what I do and how can we help each other? And that's really the route you want to take when inviting somebody to be on your podcast that you want to do business with, is that you actually do a little pre-call or post-call with them before the interview or after the interview. I always do that. I always make a point to say, you know, help me better understand exactly what your immediate needs are right now for your business and your brand, and how can I help that process? Number one. And number two, they're probably going to ask you something similar as well. So me being able to invite someone on the podcast that I know is a fit for our podcast launch program, and I know wants to start a podcast, just hasn't done it yet. Well, we're going to get all of that out of the way once I get you on the podcast, make it all about you, build a relationship with you, build rapport with you, And then simply, you know, a little bit of tongue in cheek. So when do you start a podcast? That's my initial conversation starter or sales pitch, if you will. But it's not much of a sales pitch, just for the simple fact that people expect me to ask them when are you starting a podcast? They expect that out of me. Why? Well, because I've positioned myself as the go-to source when it comes to wanting to start a podcast. So I don't care what you do. Let's use a couple different examples. Let's say that you are a insurance agent that works with businesses specifically, and you help businesses get group health insurance plans. You help entrepreneurs get solo plans. What I would be doing as an insurance agency is just simply starting a podcast that has absolutely nothing to do with health insurance whatsoever and everything to do with just business in general. And I would start identifying people that are within my ideal avatar of potential clients, people like the people that I'm already doing business with, and start interviewing these people, building a rapport with them. And then by default, when something goes south with their existing healthcare provider or whatever the case may be, maybe they're looking to get a better price, a more competitive price, whatever the case may be, guess who's going to be the obvious choice? Let's use some other examples here. Maybe you own a roofing company. Well, you're going to invite homeowners on your podcast to talk about whatever your podcast is all about? Probably not. But you would invite other contractors on your podcast. You would invite other people that maybe an insurance adjuster or an insurance company or a homeowner's insurance company, maybe start identifying these vertical markets, people that could refer you business, and start having conversations with them to build relationships and get those people into your ecosystem. Let's use a few more examples here. Let's say that you own a digital marketing agency and you specifically focus on service-based businesses. Well, that's almost a no-brainer because you're probably going to go after service-based businesses, tell their story, make it all about them, and then ask them, start finding out what type of holes may be in their boat when it comes to being able to have an effective digital marketing strategy and game plan, and say, hey, I'd love to take a look at what you're currently doing or send over some proposed ideas on how we can actually help and maybe help get some additional business through the door for you. So those are just a couple of examples: service-based company, a health insurance company, a digital marketing agency. This really applies for any type of business out there. Now, not every single business does prospecting to generate new business. You may actually be starting a podcast because you want to serve your existing community. You may be starting a podcast because you want to improve your content game. I hear it more times than not. Sebastian, we don't care if the podcast ever generates a dollar for us. That's not what it's for. It's for us to provide value to our existing community. It exists for us to be able to create content and extend our content strategy further than where it is right now. Or maybe we're just getting started with a content strategy. But I will caution you, don't be surprised that if you lead with, hey, listen, we don't care if this podcast ever makes a dollar. The goal of this podcast is to provide value. Don't be surprised when that podcast actually starts to be some sort of relationship revenue generator for you, because that's simply how things work out sometimes when it comes to starting a podcast. But really, your intention is not to make money with the podcast. We had this happen a few years back with a show that we launched for a company that provides employee benefits to all the manufacturers in the state of Kentucky. And they just wanted to highlight their existing clients and tell the stories of some really cool things that are manufactured in Kentucky. Well, about a year later, and they also didn't really care about making money with the podcast. About a year later, the strategy turned into, hey, we just want to highlight our existing clients and new relationships and position ourselves as the go-to to, let's follow up with past podcast guests 90 days later, thank them again for being on the show, send them a little gift, and find out if they have any needs for employee benefits. So now the podcast is now a mid-funnel lead generation tool for them to acquire new clients. Now, that was not their intention at all. So that's why I say I want to caution you when you set out to start a podcast and go, we don't care if it makes any money. Well, don't be surprised that if it ends up making money. I'm sure that you're not going to be disappointed if that's the way that it ends up working out. But either way, your podcast strategy should have some sort of contributing factor included in it that helps your business grow, whether it's content, whether it's relationships, whether it's generating new business and sales, whether it's recruiting, whether it's D, all of the above. Starting a podcast will radically change your life and your business if you let it. This is one of those examples of exactly how starting a podcast can impact the bottom line of your business. So if you're watching this right now and you've been thinking about starting a podcast, but you haven't taken any action and moved in that direction whatsoever, this may be the wake-up call you were looking for. This may be the sign you've been waiting for, and the light bulb may have just gone off. Now, I think that everyone's heard of the strategy of starting a podcast and interviewing people you want to do business with, or starting a podcast and getting your content game in check. I think that, but most people are absolutely mind blown when I share this strategy with them, and it's great to hear the strategy shared by other people too. Shout out to my boy, Ryan Stuman, for giving Nick that bit of advice too. Him and I had talked about how we could leverage his podcast to generate more business for his pressure washing business. But Ryan got really granular with him and said, you can interview property managers for apartment complexes and commercial buildings on the podcast. Build that relationship. They'll call you when they need you. Everybody needs a good pressure washing solution and company to work with, especially if you're dependable and you do great work. So if you're listening to this right now, the wheels started spinning, the light bulb went off, and you said, ah, now I get it. Now I can get off the sidelines and get into the game, get into the podcast game, and have it impact my business and my bottom line and the relationships that I'm building through here. If that's you, let's have a conversation. You can use the link below in the comments. I'll drop it on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and on YouTube as well. You can schedule a call with me. We'll chat for a few minutes about what's possible. But the goal of me creating content like this and having a podcast like this is to share my expertise, but also really start to help you better understand what you don't know that you don't know about the power of starting a podcast for your business. Oh, and hashtag disclosure. Don't worry about how many podcasts are already out there. I'm going to do an episode again this week about, are there too many podcast episodes out there? Are there too many podcasts already out there? No, there's not. Because you're creating a podcast for you that's done by you, for your community, for your customers, and for your network that's all yours. Who cares what everybody else is doing? Are there too many podcasts out there? I don't know. Are there too many books out there? That's subjective. Books have been around for how many thousands of years now? All right. They're probably not going to stop writing books, probably not going to stop launching podcasts. And no, the AI robots are not coming to replace podcast hosts anytime in the near future. AI is a great tool to leverage for your podcast, but it's not going to replace this thing we like to call the human experience. So if you got questions, thoughts, ideas, concerns about this episode or any episodes on the podcast, please comment below, send me a DM. I do respond to each and every one of you lovely people, and I do appreciate your attentiveness and take its time out of your busy day to hang out with me and talk about what is possible with starting a business, starting a podcast for your business. Until next time, friends. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. We sure do appreciate it. If you haven't done so already, make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you consume podcasts. This way you'll get updates as new episodes become available. If you feel so inclined, please leave us a review and share the show with someone you know should start a podcast or may already have one. And remember, podcasts suck if you don't have one. Until next time, friends.